Now, the rest of the story. Almost every day, the Crown Electric Company truck drove by 706 Union Avenue. It never stopped. It just drove past. Same truck, same driver. He was always on his way to or from job sites, delivering supplies, returning for more supplies. But he passed 706 Union Avenue frequently, even when it was a little bit out of his way. Getting up his nerve was what he was doing. Summoning the courage to park his truck and get out and walk in through the front door at 706 Union Avenue. Because he wanted to purchase for his mother a certain special birthday gift. The cost was negligible, $4. But additional effort was involved. Not the sort of effort that comes easy for an average workaday, basically shy truck driver. You see, 706 Union Avenue was the address of the Memphis Recording Service, a place where you walk in off the street and pay to have yourself recorded, a song, a greeting, a message, anything for the price of $4, presented on a handsome 10-inch acetate phonograph-type record. Well, the rest of the story is that one day during lunch hour, this truck driver did park his truck, and he did walk in through the front door of the Memphis Recording Service. To the lady at the front desk, he announced, "I'd like to make a record for my mother's birthday." He was told there were people ahead of him. He'd have to wait his turn. Then the lady looked up and smiled. "Who do you sound like?" she asked. When the fellow appeared puzzled, she explained that everybody who came in thought he sounded like somebody famous. The truck driver grinned. He said, "I don't sound like nobody." Indeed, he was no musician. He had none of the big dreams shared by many of the customers. He was a rather practical fellow. In fact, he was attending electrician's night school so that someday he could collect union pay. The only reason that he wanted to have himself recorded was that his mother would always like to hear him sing. She'd even encouraged him to enter a singing contest when he was a youngster, and he had won 5th prize. Now he sang mostly in church or in the shower. But none of that mattered to his mother. She adored the sound of his voice. And from this birthday on, she would be able to have his voice available on recording anytime she wanted. So the truck driver walked into this little studio, and he crudely crooned 2 ballads into the microphone, and he paid his $4, and he left with his mother's birthday present carefully tucked under his arm. There are people still around who recall that afternoon in the summer of 1953. The lady at the front desk, Marion Kiesker, remembers as though it were yesterday. She remembers jotting down the name of that one customer and making a note of his address. She didn't always do that. But in this instance, she wanted to go to her employer and prevail upon him to give a listen, which he did, to an ostensibly talentless teenager, who nonetheless, the girl insisted, possessed a certain remarkable magical something. A singing truck driver named Elvis Presley. And now you know the rest of the story.